Hello and welcome to Four Brummies with Big Tummies. If you like having a tot and chatting shit with your mates in a pub, then you've come to the right place. We don't want to lose our jobs, so our opinions are entirely our own and they don't represent our employers. You've got me, Chips, Niall, Pete and Kieran. Any questions or suggestions, please find us at abbysounds@outlook.com and search Abbey Sounds on Facebook and Insta. Cheers.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Four Brummies with Big Tummies with your new host, Pete. We've decided to switch it up a bit and switch around the hosts. It was your idea, wasn't it, Chips?
I was just getting annoyed with Niall, constantly struggling to articulate his words. So I thought,
you didn't say this at all, Alex, so what are you being a prick for straight off the bat? Why are you making such hostility? I'm in a chilled mood, man.
I think it was your idea, Niall, actually.
I think it was yours, but then I ran with it because it means that I can chill out a bit more and just have fun.
Well, sorry, Niall trying to take over there. But yeah, we've got a special guest today as well. Dennis, another Australian cunt who moved over.
No.
How are you, Dennis? I love your background picture.
Noel Edmonds.
Fucking hell, what a legend. And before it was Harry's arsehole, so...
It was Harry's arsehole, yeah.
Shout out,
I didn't think that would have been appropriate, though. Another Australian
cunt. Three of our mates have abandoned us and gone to Australia. Fair play. But today's episode is on, and we've all researched it very heavily. Well, not as...
I have, as usual, fucking pricks.
There is a Euro Millions on this week, and it is... How much is it now?
110 million. Well, actually, it's 114. It was 110, but they're always estimated.
And we're going to talk you through how we would spend the money. It was Niall's bright idea, so I feel like we should start with Niall. So give it to us, Niall.
Yeah. So I've started off. I thought I'd sort myself out and family out first. I've said I'll put 10 million in the bank straight off, and that'll be like what I live on. Like expenses wise for the rest of my life, with like 0.5%, you get 50 grand a year just off interest, or 1%, you get 100 grand. So it kind of goes up like that. So that's more than enough to live off. I've said I'll give 8 million to my immediate family, so my 7 sisters and my dad. But which I also researched, you can only give up to a £50,000 gift to someone before they get taxed. So if you want to give your mum and dad like £1 million, you can't. Otherwise, obviously, they'd lose about half of it to the government straight away.
But so, how often can you give that gift?
Yeah, just keep doing the 50,000, can't you?
I don't know if it's every year. I don't know if it's like 50,000 a year, but you can only give a £50,000 gift. So if you're going to give someone £1 million, you're better off like buying them a 500 grand house in your name and then transferring it over to them. So that's something I found out. So I give them a mil each, and then obviously Becky's family would get about 4 million, a million to all her like siblings and mom and dad. So that leaves me 88 million. Then I'll give 10 million to my like close friends and then, you know, close family. I'll split that. I haven't really thought about how much I'd split it, because I think I wouldn't tell everyone like what everyone got, because I think it get a bit hostile.
I'd make a WhatsApp group of what Noel gave us.
Just to stir it up. But that's also what you got to think about. Like, I know some.
Who would you give the most though, Noel? You don't have to tell us how much, but who would get the most? Just out of interest.
Probably my groomsman.
Groomsman. Oh.
Yeah. So like you, Ali.
What about the best man? What about the best man that should have been me, but it wasn't?
Well, that was the whole thing with. That's why I wouldn't say anything to anyone. I don't know. But
Do you give me? You cunt, you're giving some to Dennis and Chips. So.
Yeah, you're exactly. Look at Tony Stye. I'd give you, you'd have a share of the 10 million, Pete. I'd say that in quite a bit. Because you're on the close friends.
That's more like it.
I wouldn't give Kieran all his money in one go, though, because he'd just put it on a horse. He'd put it on a horse.
What you should do to Kieran though is you can say you can either have like 100,000 or heads or tails for 200,000. It's all or nothing.
He'd take it, he'd do it.
He'd do it 100%. Because you know, like in a year's time. In a year's time, he'd just come back and ask for more. So he'd do it.
Niall.
Could you just I've got this certain horse coming in. It's 20-1, but trust me, I'll make the money back for both of us.
The last time I took a tip off Kieran, the horse, it came dead last. Never again.
I've said I'm not taking any more tips off him. I went for a week and I did about four bets, all with his fucking tips, and they didn't even come fucking third place.
He's always reading the Racing Post and shit though, isn't he? But when we went to Stratford or whatever, like everyone else was just picking a name they liked, and then he was like in the corner with the old men, like perusing like the Racing Times, and he still lost all his money.
And Cheltenham, he comes over and he's like, I've got this tip, and I'm like, has Pat just give you the tip? And he's like, No, it's my tip. And then he's there straight after, if he does win, he's straight on the phone to Pat saying, yeah. Thanks for that. I'm like, why are you lying? Why tell me Pat's tip?
Yeah, it's my business as well. I send people to America. Pat works for me.
I've gone on. I have a £1 million year holiday as well. I'd just go on holiday for a year, deciding what I would like do with the money.
Would you go traveling now? Backpacking?
No, I'd go in 5 stars and first class around the world. I wouldn't want to go to a horrible hostel.
Yeah, you got it. Part of the experience.
It's not. It's just a smelly part of the experience. You just live in a shithole and you have exactly the same experience.
Yeah, you can borrow the hostel.
I would then also put £1 million aside for like friends and family holidays. So I'd have a big one with all the lads.
Very generous list so far. Impressed.
Well, we have got 140 million to go through.
Yeah,
I didn't even think of my friends and family, to be honest. I actually didn't even think of them at all.
And I probably have that £1 million as well. I'd like do an annual lads holiday somewhere. Fucking hell.
I hope you win.
I've put £3 million aside for a house. I'd buy some land in like Earlswood or Solihull, somewhere around there, and build a house. Yeah, build a £3 million house. From like years ago, I've got like a drawings I made on the computer from a house. I might show you one day.
I don't think the man's ever been this prepared to win the lottery.
Whatever. I bet it's one of those ones you draw when you're like five with all your like family and
mom and dad. I haven't got my books. They're in my fucking cupboard. I'll try and get them out to show you later when someone else is talking. I'll buy like a £500,000 flat in Solihull and then like a £750,000 flat in Birmingham.
What for?
Just so I don't have to come home on the night. I'll let Pete live there or something so I can come back and Pete would be there just chilling.
It's all over, Pete.
You
couldn't leave the bedrooms now.
But they're really nice ones, you know, just at the back of O'Neill's. They built like that penthouse on the top. Right. That was about 500 grand and it was fucking sick, to be fair.
I just thought there would be more than that.
Well, to be fair, it's
500,000
for a flat in Solihull, but there's not much there, really. And then I'd put £10 million aside to buy rental properties. I'd want to have, like, a business so I wouldn't be bored all day. So I thought that would be...
You'd have to do something, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's what I mean. And rental properties look after themselves. £10 million buy me at least, you know, fucking 10 houses plus the rest. That leaves me with 61.75 million. Obviously, this was calculated on 110. It's actually 114 tonight, so I'm a bit out. Sorry. I know you're all disappointed. Right.
Jesus,
man. Mine's to the penny.
I've got £1 million on cars. I think the first cars I'd buy would be, obviously, a Range Rover. Got to have a Range Rover. I'd like an Aston Martin.
Yeah, don't do it. Correct.
What? That's ridiculous.
It was my dad's worst. He said it's his worst car he's ever had.
What for, though?
It's just like to drive. It's just the crap to drive. Like, just like driving a fucking tin can.
Oh, fuck. That's disappointing. Yeah, I'd still have to have one, though, because they're like my dream car, the DB9. I fucking think they're so beautiful.
You could just have it to look out if it didn't drive well.
True.
You just put it in the garage. That's what I'll be doing with my cars, because I can't drive.
Yeah. Wow.
But I'm still buying some to make it look like I can.
To be fair, Pete, with 140 million, you can just pay someone to drive you around. Pay Alex.
That's on my list. I'm having a chauffeur.
Yeah.
So you can get on it or something. Buy £1 million pub as well. I'd love to own my own pub.
That's on mine as well.
Put £1 million aside for a restaurant as well. I'd love to own a restaurant. I don't know what it'd be. It'd probably be like American food with a big bar at the side of it. Maybe pub food. I'm not sure. I'd probably go American. I'd put £3 million aside for investment and losses for the pubs. So if it ever got above £5 million, I'd just cut my losses and sell it. No issue for the pub and the restaurant. I put £5 million aside for whatever I want. So I'd, you know, I was thinking about putting there for like a boat, a yacht, but I don't know if I'm actually that seasick. So it might be a bad investment. So I might want to try out if I actually want to buy a yacht or anything. Yeah.
You could just dock somewhere as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. It's like when you see in the films, loads of people just keep their boats in the docks and just use them for boat parties. So I'll probably have something like that for a little getaway. Put £10 million aside for Becky in case of a divorce. So she doesn't take everything else. I told her earlier, actually, I put £10 million aside for her. She was quite happy with that. She was like, yeah, I'll live on that. So she won't take the rest.
Oh, that's good of her.
Yeah. So it's okay just to get to Becky though. She's
no, like, what I'd say, Becky's ear, I would, and I'd say, you know what, we can take him for half. You can get more than 10.
Yeah, but I've already spent loads of it. And
yeah,
then
you've got money tied up in your fucking properties, true, and your pubs.
Yeah, but
and
she's
restaurants,
got 10 million, so she's earning at least £50,000 a year. I'm interested.
But I'll have
that.
A chat and I'll say, meet me, we'll get 20, 30. I'll have 5.
So sounds like you're going to go out with her, Chips.
I know. Well, if she's just 114.
Well, that's why they broke up.
We'll get 20 mil for our house, Becky.
And then
we'll design it on Noel's plans.
Noel stick men drawing.
I'd just pay for your girlfriend Chips to leave you just to live in that flat in Solihull. I wouldn't have sex
fat chance
get,
on the
I'd
light
just
of her life. So,
and then I kind of ran out of stuff to buy, so I've just put like 40.75 million. I'd start my own charity with this amount of money. You'd have to actually give most of it away. So I'd do like a charity.
For autism and speech impediments and stuff like that.
You're such a prick, no? I'd do it for British only causes, though. I'd never give any to Africa or the Far East or anything like that. I'd only give it for British stuff, like to get off British homelessness or veterans.
What's wrong with the Africans? No.
They get enough from fucking water aid and rather have Britain sorted out first before I give it to them.
Britain first, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Britain first. Britain
first, man.
Heard it here first. No, Britain first.
Yeah, but we've got loads of homeless people and fucking veterans on the streets. I'd rather pay for them and like drug addicts here. I'd rather pay for them. And that's pretty much it. That's my list. I've gone through everything and I've spent it all.
Well, thank you, Noel. That was very comprehensive. And I feel like it's going to be all downhill from here.
I know it is because you didn't.
I think the beauty of being the host is that I don't have to go next. So I've got a bit more time to think. I'm going to go to our special guest, Dennis. Do you want me to go to Chips?
I'll show you my list first. Oh, no, I don't even know.
It's Noel Edmonds' face. He's he's just going on Noel Edmonds' face.
Is that a boy, Noel?
Flowers. It's just a couple of flowers I've been drawing.
Oh.
Right, okay. So this is going to be a made-up list on the spot. It's going to be pretty tricky. Noel, what did you say again? Give me some hints there.
Well, friends and family. Friends and family will get some.
Yeah, no, I probably would. I'd put, I don't know, because I feel like your friends and family would start just fucking clinging on to you, even though you haven't spoke to them in years.
Yeah, that's true.
Realistically, I haven't spoke to my cousins in about 10 years, so I'm not sure why I'd be giving them any money.
Well, actually, we could say, would you go public or not? I don't think any of us would. I don't know why anyone
goes public.
Yeah,
but at the same time, they would find out. With the things with your friends and family, like you said, if obviously they'd all know, if you started giving certain people money, it would cause fucking World War III. Between your family.
Yeah, true.
So I'm going to say, how many people are in my family? I'm going to say, obviously, to my mom, I'd give my mom and my sister, probably give them a fair bit. So how much money do you really need? Say 20 million. I'll put 20 million down. But like you said, you can't even give it to them now, can you? How do you give it to them?
Well, that's what I mean. You can only give up to 50, it's either 30 or 50 grand you can be as a gift, tax-free gift. After that, you have to kind of either do it dodgy or you have to buy them the stuff.
You could just have a current loads of different currents accounts with 10 million in or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they could just have access to it.
Yeah, you could put it in another account, couldn't you?
Basically, the first thing anyone should do, I think, is get an account.
Well, actually, the lottery provide you with everything.
Yeah, but I want to dodge.
So they provide you.
Yeah, you would.
Accountant, financial advisors, you know, what banks to go with and all that kind of shit. So you get all that kind of free advice from them.
All right, okay. So I'm going to say 20 million to my family because I feel like my nan and granddad wouldn't want anything.
But how old are they? You know what I mean?
Well, they're like 90 now. They've got their little flat in Solihull. Like, if you give them like 5 million, they're not, what they're going to do with it.
Yeah, true. You'd just inherit it back in like 5 years.
They'll just give it, they'll give it back to you in tenors every time you go around.
All right, so 20 million, family, done. I'm going to go and say some cars. I do like my cars. Not on DB9, no. I'd have to go for Ferrari, I think.
Oh, nice.
Ferrari. What's the new one? The new one's like 1.5 million, isn't it? Or Enzo, was it Enzo?
Enzo's more than that now because it's like a classic car, isn't it? They sell for millions and millions if you get the original Enzo.
This is why you got fucking kicked off being the host.
I didn't get kicked off, Alex. Stop trying to make a story. Stop trying to be the tabloids here.
Caught a big fat one at it there, Matt.
Okay. Cars, I don't know, Ferrari, and like you said, probably a Range Rover as well, because you have to.
Yeah, when you buy a Range Rover, you know, if you can afford a Range Rover and actually properly like, afford one, you know you've made it in life. They are like the ultimate symbol. You've done well.
You can get them pretty cheap on finance, though. Well, not cheap, but like they're affordable.
Well, you can, especially if your dad works at Land Rover like mine. I'm trying to get
how
one.
How much was it again?
What, for a brand new one, or what my dad can get?
What you can get on finance?
Well, they did a while back. It was like £250 a month for an Evoque, £300 for a Velar, which is the one below the big boys. I don't know what kind of offers it was on the big boys, but I presume you're probably looking about £400, £500 a month. So it isn't actually that much.
Affordable. They certainly don't need 114 million for them.
Oh, yeah. To be fair, you shouldn't really be buying anything on finance. You just got to get rid of it all.
How much interest do you get on 140 million, did you say?
I did it for 10 million. So if you did 0.5%, that's 50K a year, you get on interest for 10 million. So it's about 500,000 at least for 100 million a year. And that's just interest alone. Like, so even when you're not spending it, you're making fucking loads of money, more than you could probably spend.
I'd carry on working. Obviously, you wouldn't, but it'd be nice to do something, wouldn't it? This is on to my next point. I reckon I'd buy a gym or make my own gym. Have a home, like a proper gym.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I'd definitely in my house. I'd have like a big house almost. At the back of my garden.
You'd want something that you can like,
big house, not
go to.
110 million.
It would certainly be better than your flat, mate.
But yeah, I'm gonna keep it. I'll be living here still. Oh, it won't change, mate.
No, I was gonna say, okay. Yeah, that famous shop that we can't say.
Okay, Jesus, you did well here to get through this, Noel.
I know that's as the story I said earlier, when that fat horrible couple at 164 million. I did it then years ago and I had £80 million left. You can't spend it unless you start.
You buy your house, you buy your cars, you buy fucking, I don't know, stupid shit. What else can you buy, really? Unless you do like you said and buy properties and stuff. You don't need the properties because you're making 500 grand a year on interest.
But I only bought the properties just to have something to do, and that's like an easy kind of business, but you still have a lot to deal with. So it would take up maybe at least the morning of your day, every day, making sure that's all okay and stuff.
Yeah, I'd buy a house, obviously, as well. I reckon I'd go 20 million on a house, I reckon.
Oh, where would you buy?
Just go all out. I reckon I'd find the most expensive house I could find local to Solihull, probably, and just buy it.
We've got 110 million. We're all still staying around Birmingham.
Oh, no. Like, Dennis doesn't even live here, but he's like, he's still going to buy around Birmingham.
Yeah, true.
20 million won't get you much in Australia, really. It'd get you like a terraced house in fucking the centre of Sydney.
He's really expensive.
Really? Fuck.
Well, the house million, I was renting. No, maybe not. That's a bit. Except the house I was renting, it was two bedrooms. It was tiny, and it was worth 1.8 million. It was a terraced house and down a little street, just a kitchen, no garden, really. And it was 1.8 million. It was a fucking falling apartment. Mad at her.
That's so ridiculous. But then I was watching. Did you watch that that program on? I think it might have been Channel 5. But it was about, you know, the guy who owned Carphone Warehouse. He was building the most expensive house in Britain. And he was spending about £69 million on it. And it was like, I think he bought it for...
Or it would have been worth.
No, when it was finished, he thinks it's going to be worth about 200 and something million.
Jesus Christ.
Who's buying that, man?
Probably the Russians or Chinese, man. He bought it for like... Yeah, yeah. So he bought it in 40 for 40 something million, and he was doing like 20 odd million of redoing it.
So much money.
Well, yeah. he sold Carphone Warehouse probably like 10 years ago for like 1 point something billion, or like for 1 billion. So he had
probably not anywhere near that now. Surely.
That's the exact thing. You're just spending money for the sake of it, aren't you?
Yeah.
It
was quite funny. He had like some Russian ex-Olympic cyclist as his wife. And she was like, you know, I didn't really see myself being into older men that much, but when I met whatever his name was, let's say Graham, she was like, when I saw Graham, I just fell in love with him instantly. I was like, yeah, it's nothing to do with him having £1 billion in the bank, was it, love? She even had like a little smile, like she knew that would have come off badly as soon as she said it.
That's good. Right, so big house. I get it on Grand Designs as well. Give Grand Designs.
Yeah, that's what I said to Becky. I'd try and get it in Grand Designs. I love that.
Have you seen it? Probably haven't seen it. They've built a house in Knoll and it looks like a cow shed. Have you seen it? No, you're the most likely to have seen it or read about it.
I looked at it after you told it about me the other day.
And it's like, oh yeah, it's like 3.5 million.
Yeah.
It's horrible, isn't it? It's ridiculous. It's like 50 metres long or something.
And you said they're struggling to sell it though, aren't they?
I'd buy it. If I won the lottery, I'd buy it just to help them out, because it's been on the market for a year now. Okay. And then I would buy a yacht, I think, even though you can't fucking do anything with them around there. And I'd all buy a house in Ibiza, I reckon, for old time's sake.
I didn't think about a holiday house.
A big massive villa where all the boys can go to rent free.
I might buy a holiday house when I'm on my £1 million holiday around the world. You know, if I like an area, I might just buy a house there.
I'm at 80 million I've gone for. I'm just throwing numbers out here now. 34 million to go.
Jesus.
Pay for the cabin to go to your Ibiza house at home. As
yeah,
well.
Just pick the cabin up in one piece.
Get it airlifted over.
I'd base the house I was building on the cabin. It would just be probably like Niall's plans, just a big square with a roof on it. Just one open room.
Would you get a prenup with Jade?
Fucking yeah, I reckon I would.
You'd have to, wouldn't you? Especially if you weren't married.
Sorry, Jade, if you listen to this, but yeah, I would. I don't trust anyone. It's not personal. I don't trust anyone.
Well, that's the problem with me. I'm already married, so as soon as we win it, she's entitled to half straight away. So I've got to try and spend it as much as possible, quickly as possible.
I think it's different. If you win it out of like luck, it's a bit different. Whereas like if you've earned it all yourself, and then some woman just takes it all off you, it's a bit different, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
Don't get me wrong, you'd be good if you lost half your money. You were buying it for both of you, really, wouldn't you? You weren't just buying it for yourself at the time.
Yeah, but you're still absolutely loaded. It's like, you just be a bit bitter about it.
Well, that's what I mean. If you lost half of it, you've still got like 55 million left. If you instantly lost half of it, still more than you need in a lifetime.
Even then, like, you wouldn't be able to spend it, especially like, you buy stupid stuff, but I don't think you'd be able to get anywhere near get through it. Like, you see the people that have won and they've blown it all.
Yeah, I don't know how if you
won a million, you would blow it. You buy a house, you buy a car, and it's gone. But fucking 114 million.
I think I've got about 20 million left over, just sitting in the bank earning interest.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. I've got all this now, and I've got money. And that, like, if you said you get this certain interest, you'd want to keep at least 10 million in the bank just to be making that interest. I reckon I'd buy a nightclub as well. I'd buy or start a nightclub.
Bring Broad Street back, Denny. Buy like all you buy all like, the pubs and bars on Broad Street and bring it back. Like, so it's not a shithole.
There's no bringing that place back, is there?
What was it? Gatecrasher. Buy Gatecrasher. That's got loads.
No, I'd buy the actress and Bishop. I'd buy that. Or Snobs. Yeah. I'd buy Snobs.
I'd go Jam House. I'd go Jam House. Yeah,
I'd go Jam House and change the dress code so everyone can get in.
Yeah, so you didn't have to go home and get shoes.
You didn't have to go in like shirts.
If you were single, though.
You'd change it back after all the trouble. After like 2 weeks.
Yeah. After all the scumbags.
I'd have my own VIP area, so when I came in for the night,
Grey Goose.
Yeah, Grey Goose and Belvedere.
Just pop in for half an hour, see if there's anyone in there.
Anyone good?
Mm,
we're all... Chloe won't like this, mate. Chloe, like...
We're all...
If you were single...
Yeah, you're a bit keen on the idea, aren't you? Yeah.
Leap.
I'm pretty much nearly there, I think. And then, I'd keep a bit in the bank just for the interest rate. I wasn't as interesting as your list, Niall.
It was quite long, to be fair.
You're very,
that's the idea of a podcast, though. It's only Niall who does everything to the team.
Boom, 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 boom. This is my list. Who's next?
And that'll leave me with 11.4 million. Okay.
Be unprepared, prepared to fail, mate.
True.
I'm ready to go now. I've got a pretty good list here of what we've been doing it. I've been writing a list here.
Are you allowed all your money straight away though, the chips? Because I think you'd kill yourself. Like, I think you'd go on a bender and not reappear.
I think we're ready to move on from.
Sorry,
Niall,
I forgot you were so much better than that.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm taking him all hard and giving his money away to all his friends and family.
Actually, I've got a point for mine, which I'll bring up about now. Is it my go now, Pete?
I was gonna say it's Dennis has finished, so now we're gonna move on to me. Who's next? I enjoy the power too much. I know. I'm not even that ready.
Let so me go then, because I'm ready.
No, I'm ready.
Fuck's out. Well, I'm going for a fag.
So, although I did forget about my friends and family when I was thinking about it earlier, I think I'm going to go for, standard 20 million. So, my friends and family, and then I'll probably give some to Lisa as well.
Get her in there.
Yeah, I'll get it. I'll give him some money too. I'll give Lee some money. Yeah, I'll give him some FIFA points. But the main thing I was looking at that I'm really excited to get is this mansion I'm going to get in Arizona. It's on the market at 18 million, spread over 4.5 acres. And it's got its own theme park sized lazy river, which is what I've always dreamed of. It's the most bigger feature. Is a 180,000 gallon lazy river powered by jet turbine engines. Along the meandering river, you'll encounter a water slide, splash pad, rope swing, and in case the traditional volleyball court wasn't enough, volleyball pool as well.
You'd use it once.
Yeah. I definitely wouldn't.
and if you're sitting in your room like you are now, playing the PS4.
Oh, I'd just chill on the lazy river all day. So that property cost 18 million. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to buy that. And if I could, I don't know if it's possible at the moment, I'd get little vape slots attached to the little rubber rings I'm going to go around in so I could vape while I was on the lazy river. Each of them would have. I know I could use my own, but I want like a built in vape into the rings.
Do you reckon you could do that with 110 million? You might be able to sort that out. I'm sure.
Yeah, but what about water? Water damage is water damage ships, unfortunately. I think as well, I would definitely extend the house. That's going to be a bit more money. And build my own par 3 golf hole. So I'll have a nice little one downhill on with bunkers surrounding it. So I don't have to pay for someone to look after that. So that's got to be.
How much is a golf course?
It's got, well, just a hole.
Just one hole.
Because you've got to have someone to look after it and shit like.
Yeah. I'd see how much Whitney Manor is. I'd see how much that is.
He's in Arizona, man. He's going to fly back to Whitney Manor.
Whitney Manor is like the shittiest course in Birmingham.
You'd have the money.
Yeah, exactly. You go wherever you want. Yeah, but start Whitney Manor golf course.
You're just obsessed with like the Birmingham man. I think I'd do that. So that'd cost me at least another 10 million. What's that, 50 million? About that, innit? For my friends, because I said friends and family, but it probably should be my family. I think friends, you get too many people who'd sponge off you. So I think I'd just take, at first, when I won the money, I'd take loads of it out and I would make it rain. So I'd invite all my friends to a party. I'd probably get like a big, one of those pink, like mink sort of coats. Invite everyone over. I have one of those top hats as well and just like make it rain throughout the night.
So dress like a pimp.
Scrambling around for money. And then I think every year I'll just take you all on like an awesome holiday to like Vegas or wherever. And then I think that'd be my treat for you.
You couldn't take Kieran to Vegas though with 114 million, could you?
He'd find a way.
He'd never come back.
He'd get through it.
He would.
He'd dip off. Hey, can I borrow 20 grand to him? Just book a flight home on his own.
They try and get them whales in, what they call whales. And Kieran would actually be a physical whale and money-wise a whale. So he'd fucking love it. Look, because you get all them sweets and stuff, and you get everything virtually free.
To me, do you reckon you get well fat if you want all that more, or you'd like become like a gym freak?
No, well, fucking.
That's what I was gonna say as well. I was gonna spend some of it on like a home gym, which I'd add to that house, or you know another house that I'd buy. Probably buy
so
one.
You're telling me that it's 18 million pound house that has a fucking theme park.
Lazy Boy River.
He's in America though.
He does. And then I think I'd hire like a personal trainer as well, because just to keep me motivated.
And you hire a chef as well. And a
I'd
chef,
hire, yeah, I'd hire a chef, because then at least then I'd just eat healthy.
But I think rolling contract, because I think I'd fire the personal trainer pretty soon after I'd won it. Well, I'm just sitting there and he comes into me at like 12 in the morning and just being like, oh, get up, we need to do some training. I'll be like, no, you're fired.
12 in the morning?
12 in the morning?
Mate, if I'm a millionaire, it's 12 in the morning. If you don't like it, you're sacked.
Then you'd be such a fucking shit boss.
I tell you what, the power's gone to his head just talking about it.
I know.
If people don't agree with you, Pete, if people don't agree with you, you're just firing them. They've got kids and everything to feed.
No,
you're just getting rid.
No, what happens is I fire them, go, you're fired with my right hand, and with my left hand, I just give them $100,000 or something. They walk away happy. You telling me you're not going to walk away with a smile on your face if you get sacked by me? If you got $100,000,
I'd be coming straight away. Like I'd come in at 11 o'clock in the morning and be like, Pete, you're fired.
I'd reapply.
So yeah, then I'd obviously do something, but I'd probably just hire somebody to like do something sensible with my money. So I'll just give them 10 million, like hire them. Like an accountant or somebody who can invest, and they can just invest in all the properties, flip the properties, do whatever. And I'm just going to work out, drink, and just, yeah, play golf and just chill out all day. I think it'd be good.
Yeah, but you're going to get pretty bored of playing golf. You've only got one hole and it's a par three. So you might get good in a week and get hole in one.
Yeah, you get bored of playing that one hole.
Yeah, but obviously you're going to have other stuff. You got a gym, you're going to have like a home cinema.
Also,
you
can
gonna
go
have a games room.
And like golf courses.
Yeah, of course I can. Course
What's
I can.
Golfing like in Arizona?
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Can you imagine? You'd be asking
beautiful
to
blue skies.
A golf course, you'd be like, I don't know, I've got that one hole at mine. I don't know, I might just play on that.
I might just play PlayStation chat. I'll probably just play the PS5.
Oh, I haven't been on the Lazy River in about 6 months now.
And I think I'd hire like masseuses and stuff just to kind of pamper me and shit all day and stuff like
Thai ones.
No, not Thai ones. Just normal. Just normal ones. No happy endings, none of that. Just a nice clean massage.
Well, you'd have Lisa for that, wouldn't you? Just give her 10 grand to go.
Yeah, well, she'd be getting massaged. Like, she's my missus. I'm not going to get her. It's just so mean, Chips.
Lads,
I'm just waiting to the bit where we get back so it's not cut. Okay, yeah, so I feel like I've done okay there. I think maybe if just one other thing I was thinking of, just while we had our little mid-session break, I was thinking maybe buy a football club.
That was
like,
my idea.
Yeah, I did think about that.
Solihull Moors level.
Nah,
yeah.
I know
what club I'm buying. Well,
you're going.
Well, I was going to go a bit smaller than that. Yeah, I was going to go Solihull Moors, sort of Salford sort of level, and just buy and give me something to do. Go to the meetings, maybe meet the fans, build.
Is that
new
between
stuff.
Your time in Arizona or?
Yeah, it's between my time in Arizona.
Are you going to have time for the Lazy River, Pete, if you're doing fucking meetings?
Have you ever heard of Zoom? You're on it right now. So yeah, no, I think I'd buy a little football just to stole your idea as well, Chips. That's why you go.
I'm fucking fuming.
I'm so buzzing. You robbed his idea.
I'm so glad I was host and I went to me first. But I think it'd be a good investment and it would give you some sort of motivation. There's probably only so much gym in and Lazy River in and all the rest of it you could do.
I think me and Denny said you do need a job out of all this
project.
I mean, we're only 28, 27, so fuck it, we've got a long time to go to retire.
So if you won that money, would you really text your boss and say, yeah, mate, I'll see you Monday?
Nah, no chance. They'd never wouldn't even hear from me. Wouldn't even say that I'm not coming in.
I think I'd send him a message when they're like, Noel, we have to officially like get you to leave the company. I'd be like, nah, mate, I'm not coming in. Do what you want. I ain't filling any paper.
Didn't that English bloke win the lottery and he carried on like bricklaying or something? Didn't he win like 20 million and he carried on bricklaying?
A recent one, did you? Him and his wife, he said he's going to keep working.
Fucking hell, that's depressing, isn't it?
And he's still driving around in like his Ford Transit van, like bricklaying, and 20 million in the bank.
Can you imagine if you're working alongside him? It's like, I can't believe that cunt next to us. Got all the money to work. He's fucking there working.
Oh, and especially if he's like a proper job's worth. And he's like, come on, lads, we get this done early.
Yeah.
Fuck off, mate, you prick.
But yeah, I think all in with my Birmingham house, my Arizona house, my football club, and all the rest of it. And I've, like I say, I don't drive, but I'll probably buy a few cars as well.
Would you learn to drive, Pete? just have them to look
at. All this free time you've got, do you reckon you get around?
Yeah, I'll probably learn to drive if I fucking earn all that money.
You just have to get an automatic, it'd be all right.
Yeah, true that.
Yeah, you don't need many lessons when you have automatic driving.
But yeah, so yeah, that's the end of mine. Don't think I've done too badly. So I think we'll move on to Chips, who's been raring to go for a while.
Yeah, just a bit gutted you put that football club idea, but that's fine. So 110 million, obviously, first thing I'd do is I would go on holiday for 2-3 weeks and just decide what I want to do with my money and like
everything
out. But I'd give 20 million to my family, 10 million to my friends, and then 3 million for holidays. And like Pete would do, I'd have a lad's holiday every year. But I would bring a personal physician for Niall and Kieran when we go away.
It's all right, mate. I'm fine.
Just in case it all gets a bit too much, we can just take their
imagine a third day of the holiday on a drip next to each other, trying to hog the doctor. Doctor, me.
Mine happened once. Kieran's been to the hospital every holiday he's ever been on.
But I'd pay for everything for the holidays. Like if we went to Vegas, I'd play for, we'd get a penthouse at the MGM, and I'd give everyone like 10 grand when we got there. I'd probably give Kieran in envelopes every day.
You'd have to space it out for him, wouldn't you? Because you'd get Kieran 10 grand.
No,
Kieran, literally, 10 grand. 10 minutes ago. It's 2 grand today. You're not getting any more.
No. You'd be easier just ringing up Sky. You should just ring up Sky Bet and be like, it's 10 grand for you in your account. It's like, Kieran, I just bypassed you, sorry.
I'd spend like 10 million on UK homes. One in Solihull, just a few around the place. I'd spend 10 million on international homes as well. So they get a home in Whistler for like skiing. So you could do ski if you wanted to go skiing for a few weeks. Obviously, anyone could use it. I'd also get one in Ibiza. I've never been to Ibiza, but I just think it's a good place to have a home and maybe Marbella or like the south of France.
Chips, did you go traveling in Canada?
No.
Oh, sorry, mate.
You must be getting me confused with someone else.
Yeah, I was going to say I'd get a house on a Friday, but I avoided it just for the bright money to give me.
No, I've never left Chelmsley Wood, Matt.
It's the best place that you know of.
It's the worst place I know of.
I'd get a pub for 3 million, but I wouldn't really have anything to do with the pub. I'd get someone else to run it for me.
You just drink there?
I'd just drink there for free, and all my mates could drink there. They'd have a special like card if I like a card in it there for free.
Imagine the bill Kieran would rack up.
We're all as bad as each other here, so.
Kieran would like bring like jockeys in and stuff, and be like, "Come drink at my pub. Come drink at my pub."
I'd have somewhere in the pub, maybe above the bar, is a picture of Kieran saying, "This is absolutely not his pub." I'd buy a League One club. I'd either buy Charlton or Portsmouth because I think they're quite big clubs. They've all both been in the Premier League. The going rate's about 7 million, is what I Googled. So
that's not bad at all, is it? Especially for someone like with the history of them.
Maybe Charlton because it's like London way and it's probably better real estate, but they're both suburbs. Yeah. So.
Who's your first signing?
I'm not getting involved in the signing. So.
You're not going to be able to try
and take over.
No, I'm just going to go and just like, sometimes I might get a bit pissed up and say, this is what we're doing, lads.
I think you should sign with Goldrick from Sheffield United.
I'd have managers fucking quitting every week because I'd be getting involved when I'm pissed up.
That's why I'd like Solihull Moors.
You'd be Abramovich to League One.
Yeah. I wouldn't take any shit. I'd want us back in the Premier League. I'd invest a lot in it, to be fair. I'd probably invest another like 20, 30 mil in it. I'd buy racing horses.
I'd do my glowing.
Some racing horses, just something to go. If you're going to Cheltenham, your horse is racing, it's a bit of a laugh.
That's true.
I'd insist in racing in one of them.
He's small enough.
I just want a flat. Buy 2 million on cars. I'd have a chauffeur. They go for about 30 grand a year. So over 20 years, it's about 600 grand. It's not bad.
It's getting like an Uber driver. I bet you could get one of them for about 16 grand a year.
Yeah, I'd want someone who's like Sam.
So no, stop trying to cut corners, Niall.
You tight bastard. I'd buy like a recording studio. Maybe make a little record
to record your album.
No, no, for like, see if any of my mates like want to just like run the recording studio and see if they could find people. Like, I'd just pay their salary and they could do it. It might be a bit of a laugh.
You could probably pay Dennis will probably do that for you. He's got contacts Dennis, in the club scene.
You could be a DJ if you want.
DJ in the recording studio.
Dennis
you can hire me to DJ every weekend at your mansion.
I'll be in the flat still. Because the money won't change, man.
Now get Dennis and James McDonald in the recording studio. James can be the sound engineer and Dennis can be the face of it.
I'll take that.
But everything else has pretty much been said. 20 million investment. And I've pretty much spent the money there. After the football club and everything that's coming out of that, I wouldn't have much left after
that. I bet they have some debt involved.
Yeah, I'll probably be one of the ones that go bankrupt that you hear how they go bankrupt, and it's because I've bought a football club and a recording studio.
Well, I've bought a failing football club and a recording studio.
There's a reason they've gone down every year.
They do say it's not very profitable buying a football club.
Yeah, but it's a bit of a laugh, isn't it?
So if I was ever a billionaire, I'd buy the Villa, but you wouldn't be that bothered. You just lose money, but it'd be class. Like, say if you saw like a good player in another Prem team, be like, yeah, I'm going to buy him next transfer window.
I'd proper like invite him out and stuff, and we'll like
try and like put him up.
I wouldn't want the abuse from buying a big football club because owners get absolutely fucking hounded.
The owners don't give a fuck though. Like, be like,
I think you get more abuse at like Portsmouth or Charlton.
Do you not remember West Ham though when they were trying to like climb over seats to get to the owners and shit?
If any of the fans try and give me abuse, I'll just say, listen, I'll liquidate the club. I don't care. We'll do a Barton.
Me and Chips are proper Nazis with ours, aren't we? Proper control freak.
Pete's firing his staff if they come in before 12 o'clock
in the morning.
And Alex, everyone gives him lip.
If you give a dog a bone, you don't want to know how it tastes, do you?
It's very true.
So that's pretty much my money spent. Mine was quick because everyone else has said everything else, and so that's it.
No, very good. Chiefs, very good.
I do actually. Every year, I'd have a massive Christmas party, and like, all my mates and their families could come in and be a free bar. And it'd be like Chips's Christmas party, and everyone would go like the weekend before Christmas.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I'd get invitations out.
I'd
be like the great Gatsby. Gatsby.
Gatsby. Yeah.
Gatsby.
Yeah, I'd be like
that. Take the piss out of my speech impediment, mate.
Didn't he kill himself at the end? Didn't he die? Sorry if anyone hasn't seen it.
I think he died.
I think
his
missus died, didn't she?
Doesn't he get shot?
Oh, he gets shot. He does die, yeah. Yeah, but I wouldn't plan on dying. I'd have bouncers in that.
Yeah. And Noel can only come if he dresses as Santa, because he's definitely got the Santa look about him.
I have dressed up as Santa. I did buy a Santa suit for this year, because I thought it'd be open.
There's so always
it's in the cupboard, ready to go. But I'd probably buy, like, build like a nightclub, like what Paddy Lepaski's dad did at their place. I'd build that where I can have my Christmas and my New Year's Eve and my Halloween. I'd probably do them three. Like Alex said, I'd do like Halloween, Christmas and New Year, like free bar.
Class. Imagine a big piss up before your mates and their families.
Yeah. I'd employ some bartenders. That'd be clear.
Yeah, you'd do it. I'd just pay an events company to put it on for me.
Yeah.
Might get people to sponsor it.
Just to save some money on your 140 million.
Yeah, well, it's going to run out at some point. It ain't made of it. So that's where.
I really want to win it now. I don't know about anyone else.
You haven't even got a ticket. You haven't got a ticket. I did say.
Yeah, but I'm getting 10 million off you or 1 million at least. So I'm still in it.
Quarter to nine. So in basically 40 minutes.
I'm feeling lucky. Dude, I've got a feeling about this one.
I hope so. You know what? It'd be class just to win, because every draw, there's a guaranteed millionaire winner, UK millionaire winner. You could win that. That'd be nice.
Can I still buy a ticket? What are the rules to the lottery? Can I buy a ticket now, or is it too late?
No, I think it's half seven. Lions
Close, you don't ring them. Have you ever bought a lottery ticket?
No. I think it's like the X Factor or something. That's why I said that. I don't know how it works at all.
It's at the bottom of your ticket, Dennis. Look at the bottom of your ticket. Yeah. No, the bottom of your ticket, underneath the scan code or just above it, there'll be like loads of numbers and letters, and that's your code, and that's guaranteed. Like it's like a raffle ticket number, that is. So they just take what everyone who's entered, and then your number can be pulled out. So you could win a million.
If no one wins it, does it roll over? Do they double it, or do they add like 10 million?
It's normally about 10, 15 million, yeah.
Fucking hell.
I think the maximum. I'll have a quick look. Hang on.
God, it's close to the billion, surely, isn't it? With the numbers and whatnot.
I think there's more chance of Niall's ticker working properly than you winning it.
More chance of Kieran winning on the horses.
No need for that. One in 140 million.
That's not bad odds, that. Could be more, to be fair.
One in 140 million. Technically, when it's... No, that math's terrible, Noel. I retract that. Forget it. I was going to say something really stupid.
Yeah, we need to do your lap time, Dennis.
I'm going to have to top up. I've drank half of it. Give me 2 seconds.
Okay, so I'll get ready on the stopwatch then.
Are you stopwatching then, Pete?
You do it actually, Noel, because it's a bit awkward on my phone and that.
Yeah, hang on then. So still need me then?
Of course.
I tell you what, though, Pete, when it's Alex... Next week, we've got to give him loads of shit.
Oh yeah.
Thinks it's an easy gig.
It's not, is it? No. You've got to move on the topics. You've got to go to different people. But
I'm just glad
I was glad I was host. So I got to fit in my football club idea before you stole it.
Well, I knew what club I was buying and the price. So.
I'd love to do a Solihull Moor. So I think that'd be class. Because I think that's actually a really good day out as well. I think we should do it when it all opens up again. We should do Solihull Moors.
Yeah, I'm definitely up for it.
Club and getting up to the Prem.
How nice is a burger at Solihull Moors in the freezing cold? Like, is there anything better?
I like how you can watch it and have a fag.
Yeah, watch it, have a fag and a beer.
Yeah,
all at the sidelines. I might buy a rugby club. That'd be quite cool. I might buy like old Eds or something.
Oh, fuck, of course you would.
But yeah, fuck that shit.
Oh, sure. I do Camp Hill then, if you want. If you're fucking
it wasn't Hill about what club it was, it was just about the rugby in general, I think.
No, it's a lot of rugby in the last year.
Can we just as well? I just want to predict where Dennis is going to come. So I feel like how many people have done it so far?
Five. Sorry, I'm getting humped by my dog at the minute. Get off
six. Me. Six. So it's, me, yeah, you, Kieran, Chips,
Liam,
McGill,
Bullcott, and Bullcott.
Yeah.
Who's winning? Bullcott?
Bullcott's winning. So the times are, as it stands, it's not in order because I haven't put it on the order. So it's got Alex at 8 seconds 33.
8 seconds? What were you doing?
Peter, 6 seconds 93. Me, 5 seconds 28. Kieran, 5 seconds 39. Liam, 5 seconds 58. And James, 4 seconds 88.
I think Dennis is going to slip into third place. That's my feeling.
So what's third? What's that 5 seconds I mean?
To get into third, you need to beat Kieran's 5 seconds 39.
I need to set up somewhere so you want like good posture so it goes down easy.
So you go stand next to Noel.
He's just like in Noel. He's just in Noel's face.
All right, are you ready? What'd you do? Count me down, or?
To be fair, you could probably drink a bit of that, Dennis, because no one filled it right to the top.
Yeah, it's 3/4.
Do you want me to do the stopwatch?
Yeah, you do it, because it's awkward, because I can't see him.
Okay.
While I do it.
Dennis, what we'll do, we'll count down. You count down. 3, 2, 1, go, and then start drinking. And then I'll try and judge it off your videos. They're probably the fairest way.
3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, it's quick.
That was quick.
Fucking hell, that was quick. You've got 3 seconds 56.
Oh,
hey, hey, fucking hey. First place, man. That's
straight
quick.
To the top of the leaderboard. Fuck.
Hey, anyone's beating that.
Mate, that's going to take some beating.
I know we're doing, like we said, when we start a new season after 10 episodes, that like the host can retry. I'm going to struggle to get that, man. Fuck, I thought.
I'm quite glad. When you said this was the challenge, I've known for a while, I think. I've been out to drink and quit. I was going to say anything.
He did build himself up for it.
Performance enhancing drugs.
That's my first drinking week.
Literally, as soon as you said go, then like you'd already drank half of it. Like,
yeah,
you said go, and then it was like straight in your mouth and just like.
You got a bit of brown on your nose.
I was watching.
I was in arsehole, that's what.
Can we bait that out, please?
just bleep out. Not arsehole, so we don't know.
That's getting deleted.
No, it's not.
Why don't we say the personal story so it's not recording, mate?
Sorry, I didn't realise that was just like against. But yeah, Dennis, well done. Well done for taking the top prize. I feel like we should make it like a season. So we should get special guests on and shit and then see who wins it by the end. And then maybe send them something nice, a nice we'll bottle of beer with their choice.
I might like try and get a t-shirt made. With our faces on, I'd send them that.
And then their lap time on the back. Just get the cartoon faces. Four Brummies, big tummies, lap time on the back.
Yeah. Oh, actually, shout out to Joe Lloyd again for doing that profile picture for us. It was fucking sick.
Yeah, class, mate. Well done.
Yeah, but you sent him like a fucking picture that you looked like a Mongol in. So what do you expect?
Oh, I didn't realise what it was. I think it looks good. I like it.
Yeah, I think the whole thing looks good, but I can see how you'd be a bit annoyed.
It's made you look better now.
It's made fuck you off. Me. No, you look super camp in it.
Yeah, you do.
But Lisa was moaning that I'm pouting in it.
Why is she moaning?
Because she doesn't want to see me pouting. I don't know. Just seems it's a bit gay, which it is.
Oh, I thought you and Noel look like you're a couple.
I know. I'd definitely be taking it as well. Especially
your
that
little
photo.
Mustache in it is great, Pete. A little mustache.
That's before I could grow like a full nice beard, not a homeless trampy one at all.
I'm just let the homeless tramping start.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I'm clean shaven. This is the first time I've ever been clean shaven in about 10 years.
Yeah, you do look like a pedo.
I didn't have a choice.
I thought pedos had mustaches.
I don't know much about them. To be fair.
That's what we need, Kieran.
That's the topic. That's the topic for next week. Pedophiles.
That one go down like a lead balloon.
I know, yeah. Noel looked worried then as well. Noel's face expression changed and he's a bit worried when we started talking about pedos.
Who is your favourite pedophile? Noel.
It's beep.
I think Joe Lloyd should do the artwork of Noel as Jimmy Savile though. I think that picture looks so funny.
I didn't know Joe
was a cartoon.
Into graphic design, to be fair.
He's starting to. Like, he's literally just learning now. He wants to get into like video editing and stuff like that. So he's just playing around. I showed Becky it and she was like, I should do one for the unexpected couple as well, but he wants to do videos. So I'm probably looking at like next season and then maybe start putting the videos up on YouTube so then he can start editing them for us.
I do think they'll be a lot better when they're in person.
Oh, of course. I'm looking at getting an iPhone 11 from work because I need to get a new I need to get a new work.
Doesn't that go against everything you've ever said about
it? Or your principles?
No. Yeah. I only use it for work.
Okay.
So I only use it for work, but that means I get like a good camera because I don't buy phones with good cameras. So then I can just use that to film us around like my kitchen table when we're allowed to go back together. Like we said, when we do our first video, we want to do it around. Kieran suggested doing it around Pat in his. Pat's in his pub. I know Pat listens to this, so I don't know if Kieran's told you, Pat, but apparently you're having the first session.
Of course he hasn't told us. It's Kieran's bar.
Yeah, true. It's Kieran's bar, as he likes to say.
But yeah, I was going to say, Pat listens to it while he's walking, like he goes for his walk. He's probably stopped his walk now and he's like, fucking no chance.
he's ringing Kieran. Stop telling people, my flat is your flat. My business is your business and the fucking bar is your bar.
I'm never not doing a podcast because you get pelters when you're not on it.
Yeah.
It'd be like £500 Pat and all your wishes will come true.
We are looking for sponsors, Pat, so if you want to sponsor the podcast, DM me, bro.
You know, the council might sponsor us, Pete. What do you reckon?
Don't know, mate. Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll kind of spin it so it'd be like Kieran. Kieran's like an ill child. Like, it'd be like a make a wish.
An ill child. No one's going to believe Kieran's ill from looking at him.
Or a child.
We'll do like a make a wish and we'll get the council to sponsor us because of Kieran.
Oh, why don't we get Aldi to sponsor us chips?
Yeah, no, have a word with your boss.
Ask him, yeah.
Reminder.
Get Chloe to get the pub to sponsor us. We'll do it. We'll do a podcast in the pub.
Like the Peter Crouch podcast.
Yeah, like the Peter Crouch podcast.
I suppose we could, yeah.
That'd be quite cool.
Drink some Pravas or beer, Maretta.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice.
When are you going to start editing it? Probably by now. You've been a bit lax recently.
Sorry, I was working, mate.
That's all right.
You should try it, Pete.
Right. Seeing as Pete's being a terrible host, I'll wrap it up then.
No. I was about to wrap it up.
Go on.
All right then, lads. Well, I think that's about the size of it. Special thanks to our new lap time leader, Dennis.
Yeah, well done, mate.
Well done, mate. And thanks to all the rest of you guys. I'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week. Any, again, lads and girls, any suggestions? Oh, that sounds really pedo, doesn't it? Any suggestions, DM one of the social pages or the email for any topics, because we do think of them like a day or two before. So
sound. Right. See you later, lads. See you later.
Cheers, lads. Cheers for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.